Welcome to Taste Talks, the podcast which hopefully will inspire where you go next, with myself, Keith Madden.
And me, Olivia Byrne, the people behind tastetalks.ie.
Each episode will bring you new food and drink items to look out for in your shop,
along with our Irish hotel and restaurant adventures.
And lastly, we'll read out what has caught our eye on social media this week.
If you are new to this podcast, we highly recommend you check out all our other episodes. We promise they are all packed with foodie inspiration. Welcome to a brand new episode of Taste Talks, our St. Patrick's Day special.
Well, this is going to be some weekend. We're starting off with St. Patrick's Day. We're ending with Mother's Day. And in the middle, Ireland could achieve their first ever Grand Slam on home soil.
Oh, so exciting. So in this podcast, we're going to take you through some quick lists and give you some inspiration to make the most of this very unique weekend in Dublin.
With over 500,000 people expected to line the streets of Dublin this week, we hope our lists give you some direction as you navigate the capital.
So starting off, we have the top five pubs to visit in Dublin.
Okay, so first we have the Brazen Head. It's based on Bridge Street and it's the oldest pub in Dublin. Some people would argue it's the oldest pub in Ireland. It's 825 years old and it's an absolute must when you're visiting the city.
Yeah.
Arguably the best Irish stew and a pretty epic pint of Guinness to go with it. I absolutely love the open fires, the little antiquities, the four little bars, and it really is one of those spots where you wish the walls could talk.
Absolutely. It's just from the moment you step in, it's steeped in history. So even from the moment you go through the, you know, the ornate arch outside, yeah, and you're in this little medieval courtyard, beautiful, not only in the summer, but just once it's, even when it is raining, it's fully covered.
It is, yeah.
And yeah, yeah, it's just a lovely outdoor space in the city.
Yeah, quite it really
unique.
Is.
Yeah.
And they're famous for their Sunday Irish trad session. So if you do find yourself over the weekend, whether it's Friday on St. Patrick's Day or Sunday, get in there, experience the trad music and just, you know, the oldest pub in Ireland, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then one that I really like and that I associate with, like, you know, just Dublin city, the heart of it is the Old Dubliner in Temple Bar. And it is in the heart of Temple Bar. And it's always an incredible atmosphere. And in its day, it was actually home to iconic musicians such as Ronnie Drew and the Dubliners. And to this day, they still have brilliant live music every day, 7 days a week. They do a lovely traditional Irish food menu. And they personally boast that they're the purveyors of the best Dublin coddle.
Now, you're not a fan of Dublin coddle.
I am not a fan.
I am. I have to say, I used to have it as a child growing up. Their coddle is pretty, pretty good. Is it the best in Dublin? I don't know. Like, I'm probably a bit biased. I grew up in Glasnevin, and there is a pub in Glasnevin that...
Oh, the Gravediggers.
The Gravediggers. Yeah. And they do a pretty, pretty epic bowl of coddle. But the Old Dubliners, it's up there.
You could start, you know, the way there's some guys, they have the perfect pint tour. You could do like the crazy coddle tour of Dublin. Would you be up for that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you might be on your own.
I don't know if we get many people on it, you know? So next up we have the place that David Beckham visited recently for his son's birthday. It is the Long Hall and it's on South Great George Street. This is actually one of the remaining Victorian era pubs in Dublin, denoted by its iconic red and white striped canopy above the door. Think dark polished wood, cozy snugs to sit back and savour your pint in. The perfect place to escape the hustle and bustle of the city. And of course, most important of all, the pints are outstanding.
Yeah, absolutely cool spot. So traditional. I love when you just step off a busy street into a place like that.
And it's the only thing on George Street like that.
Yeah,
it's the last remaining connection to old Ireland.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's absolutely beautiful. It's just a lovely, relaxing spot. Definitely one you need to experience in the city.
Personally, I love when you get a seat at the window.
Yes.
And you can just watch people go by.
Yeah, I just love when you get a great pint.
Yeah.
So So my next one that I think, again, I've gone to Temple Bar because I'm thinking if you're coming to Dublin for the weekend, and I know Temple Bar gets a bit of a bad reputation, but I just think it's somewhere you should experience.
Absolutely.
It's unbeatable. So it's actually, there are, as you had said, 16 Victorian era pubs remaining in Dublin, and the Norseman is actually another one of them. So the interior is beautiful. It's been really carefully preserved, very ornate. Just, you know, that traditional feel from the moment you step in the door. The pints are second to none. It's honestly a must-visit spot for anyone looking to embrace the spirit, quite literally, of old Dublin this weekend.
I think there will be a lot of people embracing the spirit.
Oh, let's go for it.
And then finally, we have one of my favourites, and I actually don't know one Dublin person that hasn't been here. It's Keogh's.
I actually don't know one country person that hasn't been there. It's like, it's so popular.
Well, it's a perfect example of how you keep it simple, and simple can be done really, really well. It's located off Grafton Street on South Ann Street, which is pedestrianised, and you can spot it a mile off because there will be a group of people outside cheering pints and having laughs. But you can go inside and you can pull up a pew at the bar. You can order yourself one of the most perfect pints in Dublin has to offer. And you can find yourself a snug, sit back, and, you know, you can switch off. No Wi-Fi, no TV, no clattering of plates of food, just peace and pints.
Whoa, I love that. Peace and pints.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
Now, when I say peace and pints, I don't know if you're going to find a quiet corner on St. Patrick's Day.
No,
with 500,000 people in the city.
Ah, sure, look, give it a shot anyway. Like, it doesn't matter. It's like the atmosphere in there when it's absolutely teeming. The people are teeming out onto the street. It's unbeatable. Get in. Even if it looks busy, get a pint there.
Now, you're the sort of person that would probably ring up and try and book the snug for St. Patrick's Day.
Could I just book a little corner? Yeah, I would. No, not there. Because I think half the fun of it is when you're just, you know, wandering around town, you come across somewhere like that and you're just, oh, it's such a good pint.
Yeah. And I think, to be honest, what we're after giving you there are five epic Irish pubs that have kept it real.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to navigate the capital this weekend, there's some good shouts.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the one thing about those pubs, you won't get a bad pint in any of them.
No, absolutely not. So next up, we have the top five places to see Ireland, hopefully bring home the Grand Slam.
Yes. So first up, if you find yourself close to the Aviva, the Schoolhouse Hotel and Gastro Bar on Northumberland Road is always buzzing on match days. It's definitely a favourite with the pre and post match attendees. It's only a 5-minute walk from the Aviva. It's a really great place to embrace all of those match day vibes. So I think obviously if you're attending the match, it's a great place, like I said, for pre or post match food and drinks. But also if you're not attending and you just want to be immersed in the atmosphere, they have a large screen in the Gastro Bar so you can enjoy delicious food and drinks whilst watching the match in comfort. And they also have a gorgeous new brunch menu at the weekends too. So be sure to check that out.
And I love their terrace because they actually put on a bar in the garden.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can sort of feel everybody walking past and getting excited for the match or coming back and they're celebrating.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think where it is as well, it's so quaint and it's such a gorgeous area. And then you're only 5 minutes walk if you are going. So it's definitely one to check out.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's move outside the city, maybe to the suburbs. And on the south side, you have the Queens and Dalkey. It's 275 years old. And it sits proudly beside Dalkey Castle. This stylish venue, it can hold 100 people on the terrace, 150 people inside, and on barbecue days, hundreds out the back. It's a real rugby fan zone. The snug bar is available for private booking on match days, but we are reliably informed that it is booked out for this Saturday. But the bar itself is beautiful space, and it's stylishly refurbished. The new Bar Bites menu is just the sort of thing you need on match day to fuel your way through the match. And we'd highly recommend booking a table because on match days it is packed out.
And am I right in saying this is where the sausage Wellington originated from?
Oh, it is, yeah.
I've seen Rosso Carroll Kelly talking about it.
Yeah, he was saying it's such a dorky thing. Yeah. and it got, like, I think it was over 140,000 views on the Twitter.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so...
It is such a dorky thing.
Yeah, but it's definitely to be tried. I suppose on the north side, we call them sausage rolls.
Yeah.
And on the south side, they're sausage wellings.
They're just elevated a little bit. So then, if we move out to the north side, a place I really like is Gibney's in Malahide.
Yeah, really cool.
Seems to be like the main social hub of the stunning seaside town of Malahide, boasting its very own sports bar. So it's a pub of many parts. And on match days, you want to get in early to get your seats in the sports bar because it will be hopping. It's such a lovely location, really great food, drinks and atmosphere. I would highly recommend it.
Yeah, I love that bar. So then moving back into town.
Yeah.
So we have TP Smith's on Jervis Street, and this is a real sports bar. They've 8 screens, so no matter where you're sitting, no matter what table you're at, you can see all the actions. The great thing about it is on a normal day, they're showing all the matches, but I think on Saturday, there'll only be one match that they're showing. It's a great spot for people who want to be based in Dublin City, with great food, drinks and atmosphere. It's extremely family friendly and their all day menu has something for everybody. Perfect location if you're going in with your family and maybe some of them don't want to watch the match. Yeah, maybe they want to do a bit of shopping.
Absolutely, sure. You're just literally a stone's throw from Jervis Street Shopping Centre. Really good location. And definitely the last time we were in it, very family orientated. Yeah. A lot of families in there. It's really nice to see as well during the day.
Yeah. So next up.
Yeah, so I have Sinnott's. It definitely draws a serious match day crowd for every match. They have 14 large screens set throughout the bar. They have state-of-the-art audio-visual system. Like, Sinnott's is just a favourite among all sports fans in Dublin. Yeah. I think this Saturday it's going to really come into its own. The atmosphere is always electric on match days and definitely a place to embrace the hype of the day. They've a lovely full bar menu too, and it's just a great match day spot.
It has really stood the test of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember Sinnott's, God, like,
oh, I know,
when I was in my early 20s.
Yeah, it's about 5 years
now. Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Yeah, no, it's a really good spot.
So there's a few ideas for you. The next section of the podcast, we're going to move on to Mother's Day. So we're trying to cover the 3 days of the weekend. We covered Paddy's Day. You have to get that epic pint. We've given you 5 pubs to look out for. We've covered Saturday, which is hopefully going to be a national holiday when we win the Grand Slam. And then we're moving on to Mother's Day. And you've been looking at that.
Yeah, and I think, sure, there's so many things you can do for Mother's Day. Obviously, you know, spa days, lunches, dinners, shopping. But something I always think is synonymous with spending some time with my own mother is just a lovely afternoon tea. Yeah. Whether you go out, whether you have it at home, it's just a lovely way to, like, you know, spend some time together and reconnect. So the ones I've picked out are Dublin City, and the Westbury is the first one I can think of, because you know, when you're sitting in the gallery of the Westbury, so picturesque, looking out over Grafton Street.
Especially if you get a window seat.
The window seat,
and you're looking at Grafton Street, Bustle Boy.
Yeah, yeah. And the food is just exceptional.
Yeah,
it's really always absolutely beautiful. And you need to get the little glass of champagne and just while away the afternoon. And also you're in the shopping district, so, you know, Grafton Street. Perfect pit stop. Next I have the Shelburne. I mean, iconic. Yeah. Like, it's just... You have to do it at least once, don't you?
And the Lord Mayor's lounge is just unbelievable.
It is. It's such glamour and elegance. And I think it's everything sort of, you know, your mum as well will enjoy and embrace on the day. So it's definitely one to do.
And only a short hop from Grafton Street as well.
Yeah. Note I've these all near the shopping areas. Then we have the Merrion, and I love the Merrion. We actually had afternoon tea there a couple of times, and it is beautiful. And you'll have Paul Pastry.
Yeah.
Paul Kelly, the pastry chef. Like, the pastries in the Merrion are next level. They really are. Incredible creations. And the whole place, it's so peaceful, very serene, very relaxing. You know, you're just enveloped in comfort.
You can see why he was the judge on the Great Irish Bake Off. And I love his videos that he puts online where he shows the effort that goes behind making all the little cakes.
Yeah, no, and they taste even better if it's possible than they look.
Yeah.
But the other great thing about the Merrion, so if yourself and your mum want to have afternoon tea at home, you can order it and get it delivered if you're within a certain location. Just check out the Merrion's website. But you can go in and collect it either. And we've done that as well, the at-home one with our mums, and it is beautiful. I mean, it is just stunning.
It's a real treat.
A real, real treat. Yeah. And then the last one I have is the Vintage Afternoon Tea Bus. I haven't done this yet, but I was on vintageteatrips.ie.
Yeah.
And it just looks like the best fun. And You have done it, have you?
Yeah. It's really, really cool. It's the old style buses. And like, you're not milling around. It's gently going around Dublin city, and you get to sort of while away an hour or so.
I think that's just a gorgeous idea. So there are just some afternoon tea ideas in Dublin city, and I hope whatever one you go with, you have a lovely time.
Brilliant. Hopefully you've got some inspiration for Paddy's Day weekend from us. And we'll be back soon with another Taste Talks podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Well, that's it for another Taste Talks podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed listening and that we gave you lots of food for thought.
Please make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a delicious episode.
And do keep in touch with us on social media using hashtag Taste Talks.
Until next time, make sure you try out some of the tastes we discussed this week.
And if you're feeling generous, why not give us a 5-star review? It will really help us grow and continue our Taste Talks journey.
Bye for now.